Next up, we got the Trenches main event. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's yours truly. It's Blunts of Battle Rap. B&B. I'm back at it again with a, like, wow. Let me just start off by saying a nigga happy as fuck, man. Like, this is wow. Like, I was just so depressed, you know, all this shit, like, you know, and I'm, you know, I do understand there's still bullshit going on, you know, URL is actually pulling out paperwork on Easy and shit like that, so, you know, prayers, and shout out to Easy, you know, shout out to Easy, prayers to him, the situation, I hope, you know, get that situation nipped in the bud, get Ultimatum Rap League off your back. I hope you do, so we get to see that next Trenches card. Because this right here, man, oh my goodness, yeah. First, let's just talk about it. I'm talking about Reed Dollars versus Easy to Block Captain. Easy to Block Captain versus Reed Dollars, however you want, it don't matter. I don't even think they care whose name was first. At the end of the day, this battle, I want to watch this battle again and again and again. This is probably one of my favorite, this is probably my top three favorite battles of the year. I really wish people weren't talking in this, but this is one of those battles, like, this was the vibe that I wanted from Easy versus Calico. And I still kind of got that until we got to the third round. Calico's third round, some of it just I wasn't rocking with, but that's not the conversation for today. I'm talking about as far as today goes. As I was watching today, I finally got a chance to check out, you know, one of the homies got to let me see his video. You know, I appreciate it. I definitely want to go once I'm gonna order the VOD for sure. I'm gonna show Easy support for real. You know. I definitely want to go get the VOD because I want to see the whole event. But to see the main event and to see how amazing that battle was, man. One of his first bars I like was, you know, they got to put a nigga in MCU. Nigga, you thinking a nigga gonna have to be an MCU if a nigga thinking they can put the captain on ice. I love that. I love it. I love Marvel flips. And it was dope. One of the things I love about Easy's, like, Reed flips is they're not simple. Like, it's a layered reed flip. It's a layered dollar flips. Like, I love, like, if you're gonna do name flips, definitely give some substance to it. And that's one thing you can always look to Easy for, is he can always give you substance with a name flip. Perez Mafia used to do the same thing, especially with Moneybags. Ah, man. People really thought Moneybags was gonna just, like, walk all over Press Mafia, and that is not what happened. That was a good battle too, but that was not what happened that day. Press really turned up because everybody was counting him out. Press loved that. It motivates him. And when Press wants to battle, when he's on, he could actually, like, right now I know he's slowly trying to get back into the limelight, and I respect it. I really liked his battle with Murder. He really moved that dude. He was like, you really had to put your strength in there. Like, you a big nigga though, but this ain't about Prez and Murder. But, man. But I love Reed Dollars, man. It's crazy. Reed Dollars is aging like fine wine in the battle rap culture. He's like battle rap's Randy Couture. Like, you know, Randy Couture was like the oldest UFC fighter. Like, he was still knocking niggas block. Like, cause, you know, They don't really, you know, once you get in your 30s in UFC, they kind of look for you to kind of hang it up soon. They don't really look for people in their 40s to still be fighting. And respectfully, just like you wouldn't expect a senior citizen in the octagon. No, hell no. But Randy Couture was still somehow in peak shape in his 40s. Still trying to knock me. He actually got into the ring with Frank Mir. I think he even fought Brock Lesnar at one point. I believe so. Don't quote me on that, but I believe, yeah, Randy Couture got to stand the toe with the best of them before he decided. I think now he's finally retired. He should be, because when I watched him back in the day, I was in high school, so that nigga got to be 60 now. Possibly. Yeah, it's time to, yeah, if he's still in the octagon, I mean, I haven't watched UFC lately, but the point I'm trying to make is that's what Reed Dollars is, and he's aging very well in his battle rap shit. Like, it's like the whole John John thing, like, he's like, bro, I don't even think about that shit no more. I don't even think about that. Like, Reed Dollars, he had one bad battle with John John. And then after that, he's had nothing but decent material, decent battles. I loved him in Clean Paper. I enjoyed him in Rex to a certain degree. Him and Mook, eh. Okay, that's two battles. I wasn't really rocking with that either. Okay, but that's a golden era battle. You could either love it or you could either take it or leave it at this point in time when it comes to golden era battles that haven't happened before. I definitely enjoyed him in Chess for sure. I had to go, like, there were people on Twitter that was kind of getting on me, like, how, they were like, you got Chess beating Reed? What you mean? I'm like, how did Reed lose the Chess? He said, the fact that you word that way, we're not discussing this with you. And the thing about it is both these people were from Philly. I realized Philly stay strong together for sure. I respect it. I respect Philly in a big way. Yeah, especially after seeing this battle, like, that's one of the best things about this battle is everything they said, I believe. Everything they said, I believe. They believed it amongst themselves, and it was just fire. Everything went perfect. Like, Easy was still able to show, he was able to dibble back between paying homage at the same time, I'm still gonna kill you because you're the greatest. And then Reed, you know, I love Reed. Like, Reed, he's not like Mook. Like, Reed, you know, he can talk about accolades, but he also, you know, it comes from, like, the teaching. It comes from, like, the teacher-mentor type of thing. Like, tough love. Whereas Mook, it's like, you up here trying to excel at something that I've been great at for year after year after decade, cuz. Like, that's Mook's vibe, and I don't like it. His schemes... Some of Mook's schemes, like his Tay Rock battle for sure. I love what Mook was talking about. His most recent battle, nah, can't say it did. But like I said, I'm just getting off topic. This battle was so fire. I love some of Reed's lines. He was like, "The reason why you still alive, Easy, because you ain't that sick." I like simple lines like that. Simple lines like that, they hit, because once again, this is Reed Dollars. He had another line that I really liked too. That was like, oh yeah, he was like, how can you be considered undefeated if you lost your mind? That's a big thing. Like, that's fire. Because none of us can really be considered undefeated. And when you think about it in retrospect, if none of us are undefeated, we've all taken a loss. You know, we've lost kin. We've lost situations. We've lost money. We've lost, man. We've lost kids. We've lost soldiers. We've lost loved ones. And you know what? We've lost our mind, for sure. So it's hard to ever be undefeated. So I was a good thinker for Reed Dollars. I really like that. Like, Reed, his pen has gotten even sharpened with age. I like that. You know, because he's had a few battles in. He's battled, but... they've given him nothing but the top competition, and I fuck with that. That's one thing I do love about Reed. Like, Reed is one of the few legends that's actually willing to come outside for the greatest, for like some of the best. You know, I've always rocked with that with Reed. You know, because even if it's not like, oh, and Kayshawn, I did like his fight with Kayshawn a little bit. I like him and Kayshawn way better than I like him versus Kayshawn versus J Mills for sure. J Mills is fourth Migo. No. Oh man. Easy. I think my favorite round from Reed was the second. I like all three rounds from both of them. It was fire. It sparked. I can't lie to you. It made me love battle rap again. Like, I really enjoyed what I saw. Like, all three rounds were amazing from both of them. I'm not mad at people saying Reed won. I feel like I got Easy winning. I just like Easy's first round just a little bit more. But I like Reed's second way more than I like Easy's second. However, Easy's second, I did like the, you know how many times I've turned the pound? So that's how I charge, but don't charge like the wire's got a shortage now. Like that was fire. I like that. I like that. Cause we, you know, I like that specifically because I constantly have to deal with charging issues and phone situations. You know, there's like three phones between me, my daughter, and their mother. So like, and we all use like the same like adapter and connector and chargers and stuff to say hello wires. And it's a whole thing. The point was the bar was fire. I enjoyed it, but a lot of what Easy was saying, I love. I enjoy how Easy really does talk different. Like he uses metaphors to really talk about some very gutter type shit. He said that he's gonna try to that he's either done or would do to you. And I fuck with it. I love the metaphors. I love how he really did. His writing is really dope, man. Really dope, man. I can't believe Ultimatum Rap Lee was coming out like this. Just because he wanna do his own shit. And wants to be a star on his own. Man, I definitely like Reed's third, but I just like a lot of gems that Easy was dropping in the third. Like Easy said this one line that just said, the same pencil they write your history with the back end, they try to erase you. I said, I was like, damn. That was like my favorite bar of the battle. Deadass. Like, and there's a lot of good Jones in it. I like the Monique line, yeah. That's funny and fire because if he's talking about the same Monique that I'm thinking about, that shit's fire. I like the Bill Bellamy line. I feel like Bill Bellamy should definitely get more recognition, you know, bar wise, you know. But like Bill Bellamy, you know, funny, but you know, but man, Philly, like man, this really made me love Philly a whole lot more, like way more than I did when I was a big fan of Will Smith as a kid. Like this shit is different. Like just when I thought I was gonna be fed up with battle rap and not watch no more, period. But I knew I said in my last podcast that I would check out Trenches. I would. Even if it took me a little time to get the VOD, because I had to work on the day of, but nonetheless, I'll definitely order VOD sites, because I definitely want to see K Walker versus Riggs. I heard Dot and Enes was fun. Enes, you know, as always, Enes can rap. You know, we all know Enes is well. Like, Enes raps like there is an instrumental in his head. And he just raps on beat. Like you can literally put some type of instrumental to how he raps, and you're like, and it, he'll little and it sounds like he's on beat. So I definitely want to check that out. So I want to see K Walker, because not to mention Easy kept throwing a lot of shots at K Walker, man. A lot of different shots. So I feel like there's a battle there too, but we already know who's next though. He said he about to paralyze a crip. He said he had to lay down my floor before he paralyzed a crip. And basically, as soon as he said the line, I said, "Oh yeah." So him and Geechee wasn't called out in that top tier diss, but yeah. So what? I want to see it. We got Megastar versus Megastar. The West Coast Megastar versus the Philly Megastar. I fuck with it. I knew this battle would eventually happen. Eventually, I knew something, but it because you know they're you know they both had their both you know Easy's on a run now, and before Easy, it was Geechee that was on the run. So you know this is definitely yeah, this is it. This is definitely a good look. I feel like if Easy wasn't having issues with Ultimatum Rap League, I'm pretty sure Tay Rock would have definitely been next on the menu, if not Daylight. But nonetheless, And Geechee, like I said, Geechee, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, he got his own shit too. He got the Riot, so if him and Easy got me booked on the Riot, or him and Geechee is on Trenches too, which I think either or would be great, you know, either or would be great. If it's on Trenches too, if it's on the Riot, either or, I'm tuning in for sure. I'm tuning in. I will order the VOD. I want to see it. But if there's also an Easy to Block After versus K Walker battle that's coming up, or maybe a, you know, Battle Rap Academy, if it's gonna be on Trenches too, possibly, I think it'd be fire for Easy to make him and K Walker the main event. That would be, I make a solid look for K Walker. He would have to turn up for sure, you know, because there's gonna be respect, but there's also they gotta kill each other. So I would love to see that, but I also want to see K Walker versus Riggs. So shout out to K Walker, because I like K Walker in the face, in his face off of Riggs. Like, he just so like I. You, I respect MCs that are like laid back and don't really be trying to give out their game plan. They don't do the whole rah-rah thing. They kind of just be like, "Look, man, I'll see you tomorrow." Oh, wow, you feel like you gonna 3-0 me? You gonna smoke me? Damn, you gonna be like that? All right, that's cool. Damn, it's like that. Okay, like K Walker is just like, and Riggs, you know, it's like he knows what K Walker is doing, but at the same time, he still can't shake K Walker off his game. K Walker still is like, "I'm not about to play your game. I'm not about to do the whole back and forth and all, like, you know, I'm gonna like how, oh, why I'm gonna beat you tomorrow, why I'm gonna smoke your, like, we're just gonna look tomorrow." I fuck with people with that vibe. They just show you. They don't really want to do all the talking. The talking, battle, I mean, what is battle rap essentially? Talking. You know, it's just got aggressive. You got a nice little, and of course, you got all the different things like wordplay, punchline there. But when you take all that away, you're talking to your partner. So essentially, you really don't need a face off to kind of say a bunch of like, you can save all that rah-rah stuff for the ring. But I get it. Sometimes you want to hear some of the rah-rah to sell a fight. But like I said, if you in history's past, that doesn't always work. It's like a 60-40 split. With 60% of the time, it don't work, and 40% of the time, it actually could work, depending on who the MCs are. Case in point, Piranha and Ace Amin, two very respected MCs that I enjoy watching battle. They're not gonna be battling. Why? Because a whole lot of shit hit the fan. I guess the promotion for this battle then went to it went to the streets. It got bad. It's like, and then where they, I guess Vada Fly said where they were trying to have the event at. Oh no! It'll get shot down. It'll get. Ooh, I said shot down. I was trying to say shut down, but you know, however you take it. But man, this battle was fire, and I definitely recommend watching the Trenches card. Go watch Gutta City Presents the Trenches card by Easy to Block Captain. Shout out to Easy for still putting on for the culture. I enjoyed this battle. I want to send bless eyes prayers to Easy. I speak nothing but blessings on him. I want him to continue to be successful. And I just want to personally show my gratitude and my appreciation for him. Just bringing that spark into my love for this shit called battle. I only want to blog. I still think about it. I still want to expand the podcast, though. I still definitely want to do that for sure. Like, I want to talk about other things, but I definitely wanted to talk about this battle today. So I wanted to give it its flowers. You know, it's probably already been circling. I think it's been like almost a week now since it's been circling, but I finally got a chance to, you know, check it out, peep it. You know, there was a John in there from Reed Dollars that I didn't like. It was, you know, that Remy Ma line. I wasn't. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I thought it was kind of like, I guess you can kind of just take it or leave it. But everything else reset was fine. Everything else reset was fine. Shout out to Reed Dollars, man. This was Philly's megastar versus one of Philly's greatest Hall of Famers. A legend. I think legend sounds better. When you say Hall of Famer, it makes Reed sound super old, bro. I say Hall of Famer to kind of give a respect, prestige to who he is as a who he is in Philly. But I think Megastar and Philly's great legend works well too. Oh yeah, Reed Dollis first round when he said, what was that diss that Meek Mill sent to me? Block, when he said block captain, that was a thinker. If I didn't know my research between that, but Easy knew, and Easy was like, that was fire, because no one would have thought about that. But who better to come up with a bar like that than the nigga that the diss track was about, Reed Dollars. But it was fire. Shout out to that. I like that for Reed. Like I said, this battle's debatable, really heavy. I think Battle Rap won in this particular battle. Like, who you had winning, I don't disagree with you. In fact, I respect it. I'm gonna go with Easy 2-1, his first round, and I enjoyed his third round. His second round was good too, but I just like Reed's way better. Like, they had so many good joints, I couldn't write it all down. That's the thing. I even started writing bars, and like it was, just, I definitely want to say this again. I want to say this with podcasts. I gotta feel. I definitely, whoever listens, you gotta hear these bars. They know. Definitely go check the battle out to hear everything. Like, what I'm saying is just, it's really doesn't do the battle justice. You gotta go check that shit out. Check out Trenches, man. I want to check out the whole card for sure. But I just wanted to get on here and to speak on that, man. Shout out to Easy once more. And yeah, man, this is B&B. I'm blissfully signing out, respectfully. Also, Juneteenth's coming. Respect. I'm not.